WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the End Times at East Stoic. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just a passenger on this wild roller coaster ride called life? Trust me, I've been there. We all have those moments where anxiety spikes, anger boils over, or sadness threatens to drown us. But here's the thing. You don't have to be at the mercy of your feelings. Today we're diving deep into understanding and working with your emotions. No, this isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. That's like trying to stuff a marshmallow under a rug, it just gets bigger and messier eventually. We're talking about learning how to recognize your emotions, understand their triggers, and then, most importantly, choose how you respond. Now, the Stoics were all about this idea of apatheia, which often gets misinterpreted as being emotionless. Nah, man, it's not about being a robot. It's more about achieving emotional tranquility that calms center amidst the storm. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves in the ocean. They rise and fall naturally, but you don't have to get swept away by them. You can observe them, learn from them, and choose your own direction. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, awareness is key. Pay attention to what's going on inside you. Notice those physical sensations, the tightness in your chest, the butterflies in your stomach, the rapid heartbeat. These are all clues about what emotions are brewing. You know that feeling when you're about to walk into a big presentation? Your heart races, palms get sweaty, it's like your body's saying, hey, we've got some serious nerves here. Recognizing these signals early on helps us manage our responses before things escalate. Second, identify the triggers. What sets off your emotional roller coaster? Is it specific people, situations, or even thoughts? Once you know what pushes your buttons, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them. Think about that last time you got really angry. Was it because someone cut you off in traffic? Did you receive some bad news? Identifying the trigger helps us understand the why behind our emotions and take steps to avoid or manage those situations better. Third, challenge your thoughts. Often, our emotions are fueled by our thoughts. If you're feeling anxious, it might be because you're catastrophizing thinking the worst-case scenario is going to happen. Remember that old saying, thoughts become things. Well, sometimes those thoughts can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. By challenging negative or irrational thoughts, we can shift our emotional state and create more positive outcomes. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean meditating for hours on end. It's simply about bringing your attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your physical sensations. Mindfulness helps us detach from our thoughts and emotions, creating a sense of calm and clarity. You know that feeling when you're completely lost in a good book or movie? That's mindfulness at work. And finally, cultivate self-compassion. We all mess up sometimes. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember, learning to manage your emotions is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're at a networking event, and someone asks you about your work. You feel that familiar wave of anxiety, what if they think I'm boring? What if I stumble over my words? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try this. First, acknowledge the feeling. Say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling a little anxious right now. Then challenge your negative thoughts. Remind yourself that you have valuable experience and insights to share. Focus on being present in the moment and genuinely connecting with the other person. You might even surprise yourself. Remember, managing emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about building awareness, understanding your triggers, choosing your responses, and treating yourself with compassion along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these techniques today. The more you work with your emotions, the calmer, more centered, and ultimately happier you'll become. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips and leave a review if it resonated with you. We're building a community here, one where we can support each other in navigating the ups and downs of life. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.